Good afternoon, Brainerd Industries.
Hi, Rhonda, please.
May I tell her who's calling, please?
Yes, it's Kevin with Bank of Cardiff.
Just a minute, please.
Okay.
This is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. It's Kevin, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing pretty well. Sorry, my voice is a little raspy. I'm a little under the weather.
Okay.
But
I hope you feel better. We got allergies terrible here.
I think that's probably what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, we're fighting it. It's just the change of season, all the fields being plowed up and everything.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we just have – I live near – near a park, and we had a little bit of rain last week, and all the pollen comes out, and then it gets windy,
yeah.
And just
I get
trying
it.
To keep the window shut just doesn't work all the time.
I totally understand.
So I wanted to touch base. I just received another email from Scott. I know that you guys are in a kind of a hurry to get this IOU thing wrapped up, so I wanted to make sure. I had sent a list of a couple items that they needed for funding last week. And I wanted to make sure you received that, because I haven't received any of them back.
Well, I've sent a bunch of them. I sent them all to Scott. So I sent the incorporation. I sent the let me think about everything I've sent. I can send you August today. I sent – Barb, what else did I send? Everything on the list except for August, I think, went out.
Right. But those were the items that Knight needed to fund?
Okay.
And they were ready to do that one, but IOU had different. They needed proof that the Kia loan. Apparently, the Kia loan is showing that it's
not
true.
Oh yeah, I sent that. Did you not get?
Okay, I didn't receive that.
Okay, and we even gave you special privileges to call Kia. We put your name on there so you could call and verify that that car had been turned in and was paid off. We no longer had it. Can you tell me what else you need? I'm sorry. I've had so many desires of. Documents.
No problem. It was, let's see here, month-to-date bank statement. So it would be the September month-to-date.
Okay.
It was proof of that kilowatt, at least, that I hadn't, received it. Scott might have it, but I don't have it. And then a detailed explanation of the purpose of the
loan. Oh, I sent all that. Yeah, I did. I sent all that to Scott. I'll just forward it on to you. How's that?
That's perfect. And then as far as the other loan, so I wanted to kind of discuss that with you as well. I know there's been a little bit of confusion and concern, and I just want to make sure, before that loan gets passed off, that's actually a really good loan, especially considering it's a third position. I know that it says that it's not a loan, but I'm not sure if Scott got all of the, the explanations over to you guys, because it seems I know he's been extremely busy and in meetings and stuff, so I'm thinking maybe he didn't, because I know some of the information you sent him didn't make it to me, but the accounts receivables verbiage, the way that these working capital loans are approved and the verbiage they use, when they say receivables, they're talking about deposits into the checking account. And as you know, the deposits in the checking account are a huge portion of their decision making. 75% of your loan is approved based on your deposits. It's not based on personal credit. It's not based off of financials, because obviously we don't have all that information. It's not based on your tax returns and your revenues and all of those things. As long as there's not a major loss showing. It's all based on deposits. So when they talk about receivables, they're talking about deposits. They're not talking about accounts receivable from your clients. They're not talking about, any future accounts receivables that are listed as, bad debt or tough to collect. We don't even know who your clients are. We haven't requested that information from you. There's no black bar, there's no lockbox that your receivables need to be deposited into, and then we take our money, then you guys get it. We don't even know who those people are. We wouldn't be able to touch your clients or accounts receivables. When they say receivables, they're just talking about your deposits and your future and your checking accounts. So we're essentially buying you know, future deposits. It's still a set term, just like a loan would be. But the bottom line is it's very hard. You know, all of these lenders get money from investors, just like any other bank.
Sure.
But investors don't like to be, they don't like to feel like their money is being used as a third position on a loan because it's extremely high risk. They feel like if any other loan is going to be paid for, it's going to be the first two, not the third one. So by setting it up as a receivable as opposed to a loan, the investors don't look at it like they're a third position loan. They're looking at it like, okay, they have deposits. They've always had deposits. That money's going to come in, and we're going to be able to get our payment out of the deposits or receivables coming into the checking account. But we in no way, shape, or form are trying to touch your accounts receivables from your clients. We, again, we don't even know who they are. We would have no way to go and get that if we wanted to. So
okay.
I just wanted to make that clear. I'm not sure if Scott was able to explain that or not. And I would hate for you guys to pass on, you know, $200,000 for $30,000 if that was the only sticking point. You know,
right.
If there's anything I can get
well,
you
why don't
to explain.
You, can you hold on a minute? I'm going to have you speak to Greg because I honestly, he's the decision maker because he owns the company. And
sure.
So he basically, you know, he saw that and we just like went into freeze. You know, because
yeah.
We don't, I mean, obviously we have a line of credit, and so our receivables are tied up as part of the asset that they're loaning on the line of credit with. So it would be very difficult for us to sell anything that we kind of don't feel is necessarily ours to sell. So
sure.
I'm going to let you talk to, can you hold for just a second?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, it's Kevin. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I know we'd spoken quite a while ago when we did these first couple loans. I'm not
right.
sure if you remember me or not, but
I do. I remember. You're
How
in California,
doing?
Right?
Yes, sir. I am.
Are you right there in the San Diego area?
I'm actually in Orange County. Our headquarters
okay.
are in San Diego, right down there in Del Mar.
Right. Great place.
It really
been
is.
Been there a number of times. Definitely a fun place. The beach
you know, you
is great. There's
the weather.
There's the beach is great down there. There's like a public parking lot. And then there's a bar right by it. I can't think the name of it, but great place to see the sunset.
Absolutely. And they're all over down there. I mean, all down the coast, there's restaurants and bars like that.
Oh, I know, I know. It's like, I remember we were on our way. We went down to a customer in Mexico, but we flew through that area, and I took Rhonda to a place that I'm sure you're familiar with there in La Jolla called... Oh, it's something at the Cove. Now I'm drawing a blank. Knew the name of it. But beautiful, beautiful right there on Prospect. So anyway, you're right, hundreds of places.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. George's maybe?
George's, that's it.
George's at the Cove, yeah. That place is really nice. Really well known.
Very well known, Yep, so. Anyway, Rhonda said you had, you just wanted to kind of give me an update on a few things, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I know I'm trying to get information through, you know, to Scott, and sometimes things get lost, and I know that there was some concern about the verbiage in that last set of contracts, and I just wanted to make sure. I know you were thinking of passing on that one, and you can't have both of them. IOU is already in place. It's just a renewal in the night transaction. They're willing to take that third position. Now, I just wanted to clarify. When they use the word, you know, receivables on these working capital loans, 75% of your approval is based off of deposits. You know, they look at the personal credit, make sure there wasn't a recent bankruptcy, and they look at your tax returns to make sure that there's not huge losses. We don't want to add to a problem. If there's an existing problem, obviously, if trends are just on a downward spiral, you know, we're not looking to make things harder on you. So we look at those things. But really, we're just looking at the deposits to make sure that, you know, you can afford the payment. We typically like to lend at that would give a payment of about 10% of what your deposits or receivables are, so that you have 90% of your capital to work with. Now, they use that word receivables, but it's really deposits is what they're referring to. They're not talking about accounts receivables or any future receivables from your clients that maybe some other SBA or credit lines take into consideration as more of a collateral basis. They may be using, you know, if a client has $1 million in receivables that they're collecting or they're going to take time to collect, they may use that as a way to collateralize a loan. You know, they see that as some sort of an asset. Whether you collect them all or not, you know, they can use that as a way to collateralize a loan. We're not looking to do that. We're not looking at accounts receivables. We're looking at receivables as if you're receiving payments from your clients as deposits. And so when we're writing this loan, we're essentially saying that, you know, we have rights to future deposits or payments out of the checking account. It's still a fixed term. The reason why they don't use the word loan is because, you know, all of our lenders, we're getting money from investors, essentially. And investors don't like to think that their money is going towards a third position loan because they feel like that's a very, very high risk. Third position loan is going to be the last one to get paid, and if there's a case of default, they're going to be in the worst position. So when you use the word receivables, it's less concerning for them that they're a third position loan.
Got it.
So we don't know who your clients are. We have no idea who they are. We have no idea what your accounts receivables look like. We're not asking for a lockbox where your receivables are coming in and then we're grabbing them. It has nothing to do with that. We would have no way to know how to even touch money coming from your clients. We don't even know who they are. It's simply a different word for deposits. That's it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to explain that to you so that you didn't think that we were giving you some sort of loan and we were going to be going and collecting our payments, you know, based off of your client's payments. That's not the case at all.
Okay. Got it. I understand what you're saying. I totally understand. So, okay. I appreciate you following up to give us that explanation and everything. And I guess, at least for now, I think we've decided what course of action that we're going to take. So, is there anything else that we've left uncovered at this point, you think?
No, I just, you know, again, I'd hate to see you pass. If that was the concern, you know, if you thought that we were tying anything down to your accounts receivables, you know, I'd hate for you to pass on, you know, a $200,000 plus loan if you had use for it, for a $30,000 loan for that simple reason. But if there's other reasons, you know, I'm here to do what you guys want. You know, I'll process. I had some other questions that Rhonda's going to get the information to me to process the $30,000 loan. And we can get that one wrapped up pretty quickly. And then if you decide to take the night, you know, that's available. But again, I just wanted to explain that to you so that you could make a judgment based on what that really meant and not what it appeared to look like.
Okay. Well, you can understand. I mean, you can understand, I'm sure. And then we're thinking, well, oh my gosh, if it's on receivables, then, you know, and we've already kind of got it pledged on this side, and you know what I'm saying. And
absolutely.
And so, we're just trying to operate straightforward. And
sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate you following up, and I'll bounce around one more time, but I'm pretty sure we're going to stay on course with what Rhonda has requested. And if there is a change, a last minute change, I will have her immediately, like in the next 20 minutes, let you know. But I don't want to slow things down based on what her direction has been. So,
no, I understand.
Okay.
And it won't. And you don't even have to get back to me in the next 20 minutes. You know, I don't need to know right away. Like I said, I'll go ahead and process the $30,000. That one would have needed to go first anyways if you wanted both of them.
Right.
Because the knight is the third position anyway. So if you guys want to think about it today and let me know, that's fine as well. And I'm not going to slow anything down. I'll continue to work on the $30,000 to get that one wrapped up.
That sounds good. We appreciate that. And
you got it.
And yeah, and the other thing is, like, we weren't trying to, when we got the things directly from IOU, we weren't trying to go around anybody or anything like that. It was just kind of like, we just kind of figured that everybody was in the loop. But at the same time, based on what Scott was saying, you know, it sounds like a lot of the people in this niche must be affiliated with one another, and it's obviously not necessarily that apparent to us. So anyway,
well, yeah, I mean, we're all contractors, we're all partners essentially. Not everybody in the industry, but you know, everybody that you're working with me. And no, I never thought you were going around. I was just trying to explain, because you know what you were receiving was essentially a marketing piece.
Right.
The person that you're speaking to was in a marketing department, and I actually have access to your account, so I'm looking at it. And I know, of course, Rhonda's going, well, if I have an opportunity to get 150, I want 150, and I'm looking at the account going, well, you know, based on the information I have, I don't see it. And then somebody else is telling her another thing. So it's just, I think it just got confused because somebody, you know, sitting in a marketing department is saying, well, this is what we can do. Not necessarily what we can do for you. They're saying, you know, these are what, you know, these are possibilities that, you know, are out there.
Gotcha.
Which didn't necessarily pertain to you guys individually. It was just as a whole. And so I think the person just kind of confused things on that side. And they were just trying to do their job and trying to, you know, market to the client. And, you know, what happens is you'd be surprised how many people get these loans, and then they get calls from somebody else, and they end up taking two or three loans. So the marketing department is just kind of keeping everybody in the loop and making sure that, you know, our clients know that we have money available, that you don't need to, you know, take a second or third position from somebody else if you need money. You know, we have more available, and I think that it just got a little bit confused. You know, it's
okay.
Not only them, but it's myself and Scott, and, you know, so there's just four people trying to stay on the page, same page. I think it just got a little confused, but
okay.
You know, that's all.
Understood. That sounds good. Well, okay, man. Thanks for following up with us, and we really appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, bud.
You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.